Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, if you look at the weather today, if you're looking at it from an air-conditioned building where it's like 50 degrees like it is in here, it'll look like a day in February where a cold front's come through. Of course, that all changes when you step outside and realize it's ridiculously hot and humid and possibly rainy as well because it's a cloudy start to today. Lord knows the weather wreaked havoc with the regional at Baton Rouge. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, doing well, Tommy, doing well. Long weekend at the box.
Yeah, I bet it was. The big story, LSU, for people that are just waking up, don't know, won two games. All they have to do is beat Oregon State this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and they advance, correct?
Yeah, and they got to beat Mother Nature, too.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, Tim was saying
no
that.
More.
Tim was saying that. I know they did it for television, but you schedule a game at 1 o'clock, which is probably the height of time or the worst time that you – most likely time to have thunderstorms. Let's put it that way, right?
Well, they – not only television, but they really want to get this regional championship done today. And if Oregon State beats LSU today, that means they got to play another game. So that's the reason for the 1 o'clock start. If it's if there was just one more game, winner-take-all matchup, maybe they would move it more into the evening. But the fact is, there's the possibility they could play two games today. And based on what we saw on Saturday and Sunday, it's very difficult because of the weather and the likelihood for some more scattered showers and thunderstorms and lightning in the area. Very difficult to try to get two games in under these type of weather conditions.
All right, let's talk about the series. Jay Johnson deciding to go with Paul Skeens game one seemed to be a pretty good decision when you look at the way everything unfolded.
Well, it turns out that it's going to work out for LSU because the conventional wisdom going into this is that you use your best pitcher for the marble game, which was yesterday's game against Oregon State, meaning – if you win that game, that means you just got to win one more game to advance to the Super Regionals. If you lose that game, then you got to win three times to get to the Super Regionals. So it's a difficult route to get there. And considering Tulane had just 19 wins on the season, the belief was not use your best pitcher against Tulane and hold them until that marble game. Well, Jay Johnson did the opposite. He decided to use Paul Skeens. He got exactly what he needed out of Paul Skeens, a complete game effort, a 7-2 win. So if they would have used Paul Skeens yesterday, he would have been done after three innings or wherever the game – yeah, third inning was where the game was halted,
yeah,
because he would not have come back.
Ty Floyd pitched three innings, and then Thatcher Hurd came in and finished it up. So LSU went through their number two and number three pitchers yesterday.
Well, and that's part of that's what's going to happen in a regional. It's going to test your depth. But look at it from Oregon State's point of view now. They have played four games in 3 days. They came into this regional without two of their better pitchers on the season because of injuries. So they were already low on arms, and now they are going to be stretched thin here trying to figure out how to win two games against one of the best teams in the country.
You got to like LSU's chances here.
You got to like their chances. They're getting the pitching that LSU fans were hoping for all season long. You knew Paul Skeens would be there for you. You knew you would get a dominating performance from him. That's exactly what you got on Friday. You didn't know about Ty Floyd. You didn't know about Thatcher Hurd. Can you count on a freshman like Gavin Guidry to close out a game? Well, we saw that. We saw that all transpire. And now most likely they'll go with Javen Coleman today, but they got plenty of arms to go with. Riley Cooper has pitched well down the stretch, a veteran guy. Nate Ackenhouse has been really good for them as well. So they got some really good left-handed pitchers that can go today against Oregon State. And again, they're in a much better spot than the Beavers are at this point, having already played four games in this regional.
Watch a game on Friday afternoon. That Paul Skeens is really just got to be one of the, if not the best pitcher in college baseball, one of in the top three.
He is the best pitcher in college baseball, and I don't even think it's really close between the number one guy and the number two guy. I mean, I think he has established himself as one of the great – he's having one of the best seasons in college baseball history. I mean, it's just what he's able to do. He's closing in on the single-season strikeout record at LSU. Ben McDonald currently holds that with 202. And Skeens probably needs three more starts to break that, so he'll get one most likely. You know, obviously, he'll get one next weekend as long as LSU gets the job done today, and then maybe a couple starts in Omaha at the College World Series, and he'll surpass that. He's already been named the collegiate baseball. He's been already named the Pitcher of the Year by Collegiate Baseball. So I hope LSU fans can appreciate what he has done. Because you just don't see the likes of this too often. You got a really good taste of it a few years ago when Aaron Nola was here. Aaron Nola was really good, and you felt really good when he got the ball on Friday nights that he was going to deliver you a win for you and a great outing. But Paul Skeens has just done it by just overmatching these college hitters. I mean, most of them just don't have much of a chance against him. If you watch their swings, they're missing the ball by a foot. It's so impressive. And it's just not the 100-mile-per-hour fastball. He's able to get the breaking ball over for a strike. He can come at you with the changeup. He's just been that complete of a pitcher. And I'm interested to see how long it's going to take for him to get to the majors once after he's drafted in July.
The physics of it fascinates me because I don't think I've ever seen anybody effortlessly throw 100 miles consistently and 100 miles an hour like he does. It's just effortless the way he does it.
And then look at Friday, Tommy, 124 pitches, his last pitch on a 90-degree day in South Louisiana in the middle of the afternoon was 101 miles per hour.
There you go.
I mean, just amazing. And Jay Johnson has alluded to it quite a bit, just about his preparation in between starts. It's second to none. And this is a kid that, while he was at Air Force, had many other responsibilities, not only on the field, but away from the field. But here he's been able to just concentrate on pitching and going to school at LSU. At Air Force, you got a lot of other things you're handling. And then plus, he was catching, and he was a DH for Air Force, so he was doing a lot of other things, and it was taken away from what he's really good at, and that's pitching.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. Y'all got any questions for Jeff Palermo, 504-260-1870, talking about LSU, who hopefully will wrap it up today against Oregon State, 722 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. LSU plays Oregon State today at 1 o'clock. First pitch, 1 o'clock, right here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. And if they win, Jeff, from there, they will host the Super Regional next week against either Kentucky or Indiana. Did I get that right?
That's right. That's right. Indiana had defeated Kentucky on Saturday, but Kentucky came back and they won two games yesterday. So they will play a winner-take-all matchup today in Lexington between those two teams. But when you take a look at what's happening around the country, it's been a wild weekend of college baseball. A lot of teams, Auburn didn't even win a game at their regional. Vanderbilt, they're already eliminated. Miami. They ended up losing their regional.
Clemson. Lost. Yep.
Clemson lost. So you're going to see whoever is able to make it to Omaha. I mean, it's going to be a wide variety of teams. But that's kind of what we've been seeing here with this tournament, especially the last couple of years. I just think the parity is unbelievable in college baseball, and there's just a lot of teams got good players. And just even if you're a mid-major school, I mean, Oral Roberts is advanced to a super regional series. If you got some good players, you have the opportunity to go far in this tournament, because baseball is a sport that is unpredictable. And so the better team doesn't always win. So all things considering, LSU is in really, really good spot.
It seems like the bats are coming alive, too, right at the right time.
Well, you still would like to see them gather some big innings. They ended up leaving 12 runners on base. They had some bases-loaded situations where they really they could have put up some crooked numbers. They hit five home runs and only scored six runs. I mean, usually when you hit five home runs, you're scoring double figures in runs. And then on Friday, they put the ball in play, but again, they just weren't able to just really bust that game wide open. I mean, Tulane was still within shouting distance there late in that ball game. And this is kind of what we've seen here with this team over the last couple of weeks, where they've gone 9-17. Just they're getting guys on base, but they're not really delivering the big blows to, you know, score four, five, six runs in a game. But, you know, Jay Johnson was asked about that last night, but he wasn't really going to enter that. He wasn't really going to discuss it. You're still scoring six, seven runs, eight runs a game. They're just not scoring the 9, 10, and 11 runs that we've seen quite a bit this season. But then again, the competition's getting better, and the pressure is also rising on these guys a little bit. It's one of those things. Nothing's always perfect, Tommy.
No, and what we say and what we do has no effect on what's going to happen today. But if LSU should lose today, that's not good.
Well, I guess, do they lose once or do they lose twice?
I meant once, if they lose that first game.
If they lose once, they'll play again tonight against Oregon State in a winner-take-all matchup. So, but still, LSU will still be in a better pitching position than Oregon State at that time. But I think the Tigers are going to look to try to get to finish this thing off, and hopefully the weather cooperates, Tommy.
I hope so. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time and your insight as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Go Tigers, certainly. I had to bring that up, though, just in case. Mark Rose, and then you don't want this long rain delay either. You don't want any of that. Let's just get the game in, maybe 10 run them early. Can we do that? No 10-run rule? Okay. How many innings do they have to get in before it rains? Tim? Whole game? Okay. Mark Rose will join us when we come back. President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Monday Morning Markets with Mark when we come back here on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.